This is the Composer's Datebook for May 30th. I'm John Zek. Frederick Delius died in 1934, 2 years before the publication of Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, devoted to the psychology of marketing. Too bad, since the British composer was not always the savviest marketer of his own music. On today's date, in 1899, for example, Delius mounted at his own expense an all-Delius concert in London, performed by a hand-picked orchestra and well-rehearsed chorus. Although born and raised in England, Delius had been living as an expat in Europe, so this concert would be the first opportunity for British audiences to hear his music. The opening work on the program, entitled Over the Hills and Far Away, could just as well have described the 37-year-old composer's prior career to the Brits. The good news was the concert was a great success, with one critic stating, "A composer wholly unknown to this country burst upon us with something like the astonishing effect of an unexpected thunderstorm." The bad news was almost immediately after the concert, Delius returned to France. The concert's organizer writing to him, "I was extremely sorry that you had to go. It was a business mistake, as you would have been the lion of the season and would have made many useful musical and moneyed friends." In fact, it wasn't until 1907 that the musical and moneyed British conductor, Sir Thomas Beecham, would discover and champion Delius' music in his own homeland. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.